Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of Isaiah in the New Living Translation of the Bible, and we're in Isaiah chapter 12. We change translations every month because of copyright issues. I don't want to violate the copyright laws, so that's why we do that. And this is what Isaiah 12 says. In that day you will sing, I will praise you, O Lord. You were angry with me, but not anymore. Now you comfort me. See, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. In that wonderful day, you will sing, thank the Lord, praise his name. Tell the nations what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world. Let all the people of Jerusalem shout his praise with joy, for great is the Holy One of Israel who lives among you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is one of those looking ahead scriptures. Again, on two tracks. One is that the nation of Israel will sing this song, or they did sing this song when they came back from exile back into Jerusalem when Nehemiah and Ezra were rebuilding the walls and the temple of the city. So this did happen, but it's also looking forward to that moment when you, Jesus, came to earth and you brought salvation to all of us. And golly, I'm so thankful for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your salvation. Lord, help us to live lives of praise. One of the things I've been convicted of lately, Lord, is just that I have not turned my eyes to you, and I haven't vocally, out loud, even vocally as a singer, I haven't out loud sung my praise to you as much as I should. And every time I do that, I feel such peace and joy overwhelm me because I was made to worship you. We are made to worship you. And so would you just help us today to choose to be worshipers of you, because you are worthy of our worship. You are worthy of our praise. The scripture says you were angry with me, but not anymore. Now you comfort me. And that is so true. Now we have the Holy Spirit, who's also known as the Comforter, with us 24/7. We are never, ever, ever alone. Yes, we can be lonely. Yes, we can not have people around us. Yes, we can have some broken relationships. That is true. And I don't want to say that that's no big deal, because those are very real pains. But the truth is, you will not leave us, and you are our Comforter. So help us to rest in that today. Lord, help us to learn what it means to really trust you and not to be afraid. There's so much to be afraid of these days. And I think for my own self, I'll just confess that I can get very stressed if I watch too much news or I consume too much news that is always negative. And Lord, I have to retrain my mind, according to Romans 12:2, to learn how to think on good things, you know, the things that are pleasing to you. It's harder to trust you when there's this cacophony of the world's voice yelling and shouting from the rooftop. So I just want to hear your voice, and I want to trust in you and not be afraid. And I pray for my friend listening today, that those fears would melt away at the sound of this prayer, not by my strength, but by the Holy Spirit within them. Teach us truly what it means to trust in you today with our future, with our health, with our wealth, with our relationships, with our shattered dreams, with our expectations of what we thought our lives would be and they're not. Lord Jesus, we just put all of that into your lap. We just lay it down as an offering before you. Lord, we proclaim today that you are our strength and our song. You have given us victory, particularly victory over sin. We no longer have to be afraid. We no longer are enslaved to sin. We are set free by your blood. And because of that sacrifice once and for all, we can live in newness of life. So Lord, thank you that right now, I have that peace that passes all understanding, and I pray that for those listening today. You are the one who loves to deliver that peace that passes all understanding, that makes no sense in the middle of difficult circumstances. Lord, we want to, with joy, drink deeply from the fountain of your salvation. You are wonderful. We want to thank your name. We want to thank you. We want to praise you. And we do want to tell the nations what you have done. We want to tell others how mighty you are. Lord, help us to sing to you because you have done wonderful things. We want to make known your praise around the world. Lord, help us to proclaim you even in the small things today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you. And again, I've got that free ebook for you. You can go to marriedmuth.com/prevail. Also, if you would like to have your prayer recorded and prayed for, you can go to marriedmuth.com/pray. The first Sunday of the month is when I do a longer form prayer episode where I pray for your prayers. You can record your prayer up to 5 minutes, and I would really love to hear from you, especially folks from all over the world. So record your prayer at marriedmuth.com/pray, and I will pray for you.